When the wife brings love back from the dead, she creates a monster, with quotes from Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils. With an anxiety that almost amounted to agony, I collected the instruments of life around me, that I might infuse a spark of being into the lifeless thing that lay at my feet.
Scalpel, saw, rib spreader, needle and thread, nuts, bolts, screws, hinges, whisk, garden hose, crazy glue, staple gun, knife, fork, spoon.
There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand. I am practically industrious, painstaking, a workman to execute with perseverance and labor. But besides this, there is a love for the marvelous, a belief in the marvelous, intertwined in all my projects.
Dearly departed husband, you lie next to me still on our bed, our time devoted, a cold slab. Each of us dead, intermittently, 20 years, but this, the true stopping of your heart, is what I've prepared. Darling, I've spent my days gathering in a suitcase the tools to revive you, studied Mary Shelley's text like a feminist Bible, earned an online certificate in recreation signed by Dr. Frankenstein himself. I know what I'm doing tearing you apart to put you back together again. You'll see, sweetheart. It's going to be wonderful, just like we always wanted it to be.
We are unfashioned creatures, but half made up.
I force open your chest cavity, finally hold against my breast your heart, still warm sponge, squeeze out its red poison, feed the meat of it to the dog. I mean no disrespect. Having your heart devoured by a hound brings good luck in the next life. And don't worry, I found you a replacement heart, a poet's mind, a smooth tongue. I have scraped old, spoiled words from the inside of your voice box, one of the salvage parts from the wreck of you. Due to the scarring, you'll speak in nothing above a whisper after this. I promise to stay close and listen gently. I do it all with affection for you, dear. Remember how fond I was of you once? This is what is possible.
It was already 1 in the morning. The rain pattered dismally against the panes, and my candle was nearly burnt out, when, by the glimmer of the half-extinguished light, I saw the dull yellow eye of the creature open.
Lacking a lightning bolt and being hopeless with electricity, I will start you back up with a jolt, a confession of a betrayal that doesn't have to be true. It takes a shock to open your dead man's eyes to this new life, offspring, shoot. You will be precious, my unseasoned man, handsome monster, a fresh pair of hands groping. It is time to bathe, dress, learn your first words. The trees are in their autumn beauty. Glorious one, love like this is unprecedented.
I beheld the wretch, the miserable monster whom I had created. One hand was stretched out, seemingly to detain me, but I escaped, listening attentively, catching and fearing each sound, as if it were to announce the approach of the demoniacal corpse to which I had so miserably given life.
When you wake, you grab me right away. I am delighted, think, here we are at our happy ending. But your grip is too firm. Already you are angry, confused. Like I am nothing, you throw me out of bed, come at me where I have fallen, reach for my throat. I run from you, watch from the yard as you destroy the house, rip portraits off the walls, upset tables, shred my paintings, smash through the door and stumble into gray fields, weave between moonlit tufts of tall grass. I hear the neighbors' horses bellowing as they do when coyotes get too close. I lose sight of you near the edge of the black forest.
I will work at your destruction, nor finish until I desolate your heart, so that you shall curse the hour of your birth.
You return after more than a week with fists of orange mums, roots and clumps of dirt attached. There are holes in the garden, I'm sure of it, but worry instead about the blood dried in your beard, about the way your new smile shows all your teeth. There is something on your lips I can't decide is forgiveness or revenge. It's over now, behind us. Let's go back to how it used to be, you say, covering my mouth with yours. A kiss before I can refuse.